Good day, I'm Anjui James Soyas with GIS Midday News for Thursday, July 20. Coming up, Industrial Park for Naglahead St. Catherine. Tourism sector generates over $1.4 billion in first half of the year. And Portmore Municipal Corporation opens Aki Village. The news in detail after this message.
Catch the spirit of independence and don't let go. Wear the vibes. It's Jamaica 55. So get your black, green, gold and red. Call your tailor, call your dressmaker and make the independent spirit show upon you. Decorate your storefront, your office, your town square. Enter the competition and win. It's all about the spirit of independence. For more info, visit jcdc.gov.jm or our social media. It's Jamaica 55, celebrating Jamaicans at home and abroad.
Now the news. The Factories Corporation of Jamaica is to construct an industrial park in Naglahead, St. Catherine. Managing Director of the Factories Corporation of Jamaica, Donald Farquharson, says his agency is pursuing a joint venture with the Urban Development Corporation to use 16 acres of land adjacent to those earmarked for the Naglahead Tech Park Business Process Outsourcing Facility for the construction of the industrial park. The tech park and the industrial park, he adds, will lay the foundation for the establishment of an urban center in similar fashion to that recently announced for Morant Bay in the parish of St. Thomas.
We expect to build as much as 750,000 square feet of space to facilitate business process outsourcing. We are now saying that we will also put in place an industrial park adjoining, similar to what we are contemplating for St. Thomas, but we will also add all the amenities and functionalities to support the BPO sector.
Mr. Farquharson adds that some 20,000 new jobs are to be created in the business process outsourcing sector following the completion of the Naglahead Tech Park in St. Catherine. He was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett is reporting that Jamaica generated $1.46 billion U.S. dollars in tourism earnings during the first 6 months of 2017, a 7.5% increase over the corresponding period in 2016. Additionally, the country welcomed 2,165,330 visitors up to the end of June this year, which was 3.9% higher than the corresponding period in 2016.
And the first 2 weeks of July, that is up to July 14 this year, we welcome a record 104,098 stopover visitors, not crews, just stopover. And that represents a massive 14.9% increase over the same period last year.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at Wednesday's post-cabinet media briefing at Jamaica House. He adds that Jamaica welcomed 3.84 million visitors last year, which was 4% more than 2015. Vendors along the Caymanas Crossing thoroughfare in the vicinity of Mandela Highway in St. Catherine now have modern facilities from which to sell their goods. This as the Portmore Municipal Council officially opened the Aki Village facility yesterday. Aki Village, which is located close to the intersection of the Dyke Road and Municipal Boulevard roadways, boasts kiosk for vendors, a parking area, potable water, bathroom facilities, proper garbage disposal services, lighting and security. The compound also has a gazebo for customers and a play area for children. Mayor of Portmore, Leon Thomas, says the village was built at a cost of $15.9 million with funding assistance from the Ministry of Local Government and the Canadian government's Caribbean Local Economic Development Initiative. Discussions are already underway for the facility to be expanded.
We are in discussion with our business partners to develop phase two. Phase two of the project, we want to build 40 kiosks. We want to double it. Phase three of the project, we want to build like restaurants, bars, Riverside Park, amphitheater.
Mayor Thomas was speaking at a ceremony to launch the village on Wednesday. In the meantime, Portmore Mayor Leon Thomas is warning vendors still illegally located along the Caymanas Crossing leading to Municipal Boulevard that they will be prosecuted if they refuse to move. He is encouraging vendors who have not already relocated to Aki Village to make arrangements to obtain a kiosk in the new facility if they want to continue selling their goods.
We are giving them a three-week window to take full possession of this site. After the 3 weeks, we'll be enforcing the rules and regulations.
The mayor was speaking shortly after the opening of the new Aki Village facility. That was JIS News. I'm Anjoui James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.